Let's have a chat with Adrian Bott. Morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. We're up here at Newcastle, Duff and I, and the build-up, mate. I hope everyone's feeling, and we're passing it on this morning, that there's a really good feel about runners today, having horses running a part of this inaugural Hunter Day.
Yeah, no, looking forward to getting up there today, that's for sure.
You got a couple of nice stays in the first, Adrian. Rapido Chaparro. He just may have just struggled that little bit at the 2400 last time.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair point. First time we sort of tested him at that trip, and that probably with the factor stepping up to that class as well, those two factors just saw him out. We've just, I guess he's dropping sharply back in trip here will be the only sort of query, but he seems very well in himself, doesn't appear to have trained off or given any indications there. Freshened him up nicer than his work, and you know, he looks in great shape. So his form prior to that failure in the Tats Cup was, you know, quite faultless. So taking a line through that, you know, he's fitting well and back to a more suitable trip.
Yeah, and in his defence, coming back in distance, he does have that lovely on-pace racing style.
Yeah, and he probably looks to be the natural leader of our two and natural leader of the field. So that'll suit him best if he can get into that that role that he likes to adopt. And I think Nash will suit him there, and he can get into a nice spot there, control the tempo. He'll take some running down for sure.
Yeah, if something does run him down, it might be Falcon Island. He was good again last week. He dropped 3.5 kilos. He's just in pretty good frame of mind at the moment.
Yeah, he really is, and wanted to capitalise on that, hence the backup, and that's worked well for him previously. So he's he probably got just a little bit further back in the field there than we thought there at Rose Hill, and just that long sustained run. He probably just peaked on that late at that trip, but I thought he fought on well and was very courageous. So he's had a nice week. Whilst he's stepping up in class, I think now's the time to test him. He's fitting well, and the quick backup, as I said, has proven before him before. So he shouldn't be too far off the leader, I wouldn't have thought. He'll be there, and he'll give it a good crack, I think.
What about your I'm Invincible filly, Dominant Lady? She's had a trial at Wyong, I think it was.
Yeah, nice trial there at Wyong. The blinkers have gone on since. She's been very sharp in her work with the Mon. Look, the 900 metres can be a little bit of a tricky race there. She's got plenty of natural speed, and I think the blinkers will play a big part for her. But I do like her going forward. But yeah, ultimately, she's probably going to be better suited once she's stepping out to the 1,200 metres.
Rachel King, I spoke to during the week, Adrian, she said, I've been on her a couple of times, and each time she's sort of just taken that little bit of improvement, you know, that she's learning about it.
Yeah, look, we had her in the... We're going to throw her in the deep end there last week in the Golden Gift, and probably in hindsight, probably a good thing she didn't get the run. You know, I think first up over that 1,100 ended up being quite a testing sort of race, and that might have been a bit for her first time out because, as you said, she's still still a lot more improvement there to go. But it's been good to see that progression from her inner work and since the trial. And I think the blinkers have played a big part in that. But she's switched on at the moment. And look, even though it's a small field, there looks to be plenty of depth in there. So it looks to be a couple of smart runners. So certainly wary of that. But I think she'll run a nice race for us.
How good is this Rule the World? He's 3 for 3 now. He was pretty dominant the other day.
He was, and probably caught me a little bit by surprise there at his last start. Thought he's probably more forward than we thought we had him. He's a bit deceiving like that because he's such a laid-back sort of style of horse and very workmanlike and just does what he has to in his work. And, you know, certainly in his races the same. But he looked to have him covered pretty well and, just continues to improve, and I sort of don't quite know how far to keep raising the bar. He keeps responding well or where the bottom of him is. So he's had a nice week. He looks to have trained on nicely. I don't think that the mile second up should pose as a problem. As I said, he had a pretty good grounding to that 1,400 metres. We won't sort of take him too far into this campaign. I think this will be the ultimate aim for him this time round. And I think he's going to be an excellent horse for us next campaign. I really do think he can measure up to, the grade for us well and truly. He's just still maturing and improving all the time. So it does look a lovely race for him today.
geez, they can breed a tough horse, Guru, can't they? And he seems one of those types.
Yeah, very, very typical of what you'd see from their farm. He's, yeah, he's just a bomb-proof style of horse. He's on pace, he's tough, and certainly plenty of depth to him.
Rockamore's also there. The blinkers are off him today after returning from that Carbine Club. His form before going was good.
Yeah, look, I can certainly make a case for him. He's trained on well since he's come back from Melbourne. He may have just raced a touch keen within himself there with the blinkers on down in Melbourne, but I thought his run in the Stan Fox was plenty of merit to it, and I think the form around him's been very strong and been franked all the way through the carnival. So he's in great shape, and I thought he was very, very sharp in his work on Tuesday. So look, with the blinkers coming off, probably just looking to give him a bit more of a conservative run than what he had in Melbourne. And look, he'll be strong late, and he's certainly going better than probably what the form suggests.
Okay, and Dubai Star was one. I saw you when we were in Melbourne for that function there on the Sunday after the Derby, and you paraded Dubai Star. I see it's debuting today in the Mersenne Cooper down there.
Yeah, look, she's going there off the back of two sharp jump outs. Look, I think she's going to be a pretty smart filly going forward. No doubt she'll be better for the experience today, but look, she's there in good shape, and she's putting a couple of pleas and bits of work going there. So a nice filly for us to follow.
Anything down at Kembla today?
Yeah, single blonde. I like the way that she's come back, and I've always had a really good opinion of this filly. Surprised she hasn't been able to get the win on the board yet. 1,000 metres is, ultimately probably a little bit short of her best, but, her best runs are usually fresh. So I think there's a bit of quality about her. She's come back in good shape, and I'd like to think she can go close for us today.
Righto, single blonde down at Kembla. And I've got to ask one more, Adrian. We were up here yesterday. Duff celebrated his birthday. We were having tea last night and everything, and everyone was watching Canterbury, and all of us that were watching Canterbury were going, have a look at the crowd. Have a look at the crowd. 8,874 people. You trained a double. I hope you were there.
Yeah, it was sensational last night. There was a real buzz about the place. It was the best atmosphere I've felt there for a while. Like, Canterbury Friday nights are always very exciting. But yeah, there was a bit more there last night. I think the club did a great job. It really was a great atmosphere.
Yeah, the old free entry, but the food markets, they go down a treat there, Duff.
Very popular. Something they could think of, in the quieter months in Sydney, putting on those food stalls. It attracts more of a carnival-like
atmosphere. There are 35 of them.
Yeah, that's right. So they're obviously getting a quid if there's people are coming through the gates, and it works all round for everyone. But you don't want to overdo and people get sick of it. But I mean, it could be something they could think of at Randwick or Warwick Farm or even Rose Hill, on the quieter months.
Yeah, understand. The one thing it does do, Adrian, when you're watching it or listening to it, as I was doing last night, there's that bit of a roar, because there's a good crowd. You sense, gee, there's a good crowd there, which there obviously was, Adrian.
Yeah, and everyone's out there on the front lawn. There's plenty of space for all the families there. And everyone's outside enjoying themselves. It was a beautiful night last night. And as I said, all that creates a great buzz and atmosphere about the place.
It does.
And I'd say out of those 8,000 or whatever there was there, half of them wouldn't have probably had many bets in their life. So it's the education process of what we do in this business. And, if we can get them to come back. 10% of them to come back and say, gee, what a good day that is at the races. It works well.
Yeah, it does. Adrian, we've held you up, mate, there. I know as track work continues, we'll see you up here later on.
Thanks very much, Andrew.